Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Okay. Aggies, stop this. Did you see this? There's a beer tap, Bud Light beer tap, and it's attached to Texas Hook'em Horns, the official beer sponsor of the Horns. Bud Light. Did you see in Canada the couple that came out of the grocery store, the liquor store, with a with a case of Bud Light, or and they got beat up by
and
this
no
is,
this way
is in Canada. Yeah, in Canada. Yeah,
they was got, it real?
It was real. No, they got assaulted because they had Bud Light.
Oh my God!
Are people stupid?
Why can't people just mind their own business? Why is everything gotta enrage you? Like, people are so outraged about everything all the time to the point of, oh, you don't need to fight everyone over everything or shoot everybody over everything. So I just look at stuff and go, okay.
I can tell you this.
Oh, that didn't seem like a good move.
I can tell you this.
That wouldn't be me.
I have seen so little Bud Light out there now. So little.
Because it's flying off Bud the shelves? Light.
But that guy, remember I told you about the guy who was wearing a beer can costume and he got pulled over for DUI?
Yeah.
It was a Bud Light can. I wonder if the cops pulled him over because he had a Bud Light can he was wearing. And then turns out he was drunk. If you're going to be drunk driving, if you're going to drunk drive, don't wear a t-shirt that says I'm wasted or a beer can or your hat with the pipes coming out of it, the beer cans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they go into your mouth. Just don't draw attention to yourself, okay, so that the cops will pull you over and arrest you for DUI. That's just dumb. That's just dumb, okay? Just saying. That's all I'm saying. 713-780-3776.
Here's the article talking about what you just talked about. A man and woman who were mistakenly suspected of buying Bud Light were the victims of assault and anti-homosexual slurs in a possible hate-motivated incident outside of a Canadian liquor store.
Yeah.
So they weren't even buying. They were just believed to be the victim. The suspect believed the victim made a Bud Light purchase and uttered that stuff, but I guess they didn't even buy Bud Light or whatever. What
they
the
were
hell?
Suspected of buying Bud Light. Wait a minute. If you go in and you look at Bud Light, are you suspected?
Although the assault was triggered by an alleged Bud Light purchase, the male victim, quote, actually didn't have Bud Light, a police spokesman told the Global News. It also wasn't revealed what type of beer the male victim purchased at Vaughan, Ontario liquor store. Man, I just want to just... God, people can't even just chill anymore
just
and relax.
Stop. Just
now,
stop.
Some of y'all just need to just all go somewhere where just angry people can go. Just go where angry people go. Can we get an angry state where everyone, you can just do whatever you want there. But let's just make it
California.
I don't care where it is. Well, I mean, that's awfully good weather to be doing that.
That is true.
Can't
South
we just
Dakota?
Put them where, yeah, no, somewhere where the weather's bad.
Well, then that'll make them irritable.
Everybody who's angry, I don't care your political affiliation, your race, whatever. If you walk around always pissed off all the time, you
Cup
find
fan
yourself
Timmy.
Always. Cup fan Timmy, you may need to go. You may need to go. But if you're always mad all the time and you want to take steps to do things to people or whatever, you're so mad that just go to it. Let's just have a state where you can go. We'll give you, we'll give you some money and some canned foods or whatever and just get out of here. Just go live there and just go fight and do whatever you're going to do. Yeah. I don't care. Do fight videos, shoot, just do whatever crazy stuff you want to do. Just leave the rest of us out of those of us who want to be normal. Let normal people stay everywhere else and let all the angry people go somewhere else. Is that asking too much? I don't know how we get this thing rolling.
I know how we get Jose Altuve rolling.
And Bill O'Brien would try to kick me out and make me go there.
Yeah,
you're always mad. Why are you so mad? And I'll say, why are you so mad? You need to go there, Bill. Hmm. You're the one that's mad, not me. You're always mad.
I don't even know what you do, Lance. Second baseman Jose Altuve will begin a rehab assignment with AAA Sugarland tonight.
Ooh. Ooh. Praise him. Praise Jesus. Lord, bless that man's hand. Bless his ankle, his feet, his back. Bless his neck, head, shoulders, and eyeballs, Lord. Heal him and let him hit 320. Bring him to the front end of our lineup, Lord.
That would be awesome. Jose Altuve leading already. Off for a year.
Look at his little bones heal so
fast. I know.
Fast.
Look at how fast.
Anyone heard what's up with Michael Brantley?
He's older, bigger.
You want me to cook right now?
Oh, no. What?
Michael Brantley will never play baseball for the Astros
again.
That's
so stupid. You know what? You know what? My Uncle Mike.
I'm getting bad vibes off this, like can't come back from an injury vibes. The injury's so bad he can't come back.
Jose Altuve's making. You're ruining a great day
in Houston sports history. Nah, that's on me.
And ruining it with Uncle Mike.
Nah, you're right. That's on me.
This is a great day. Jose Altuve starts his rehab. Okay. How many hits does Jose Altuve have tonight?
Three.
Okay, slow down.
How many at-bats do you think he has?
He'll lead off. He's going to have four at-bats.
I think he'll go 2 for 3 with a walk.
I think he'll have 2 hits as well. 2 hits.
2 for 3 with a walk and a double.
Maybe 1 for 4 because he's, you know, just getting back in there.
No.
He hasn't seen any pitching.
Are you kidding me?
Since
Altuve came out of the womb hitting.
I don't know. I don't want to comment on that.
Hope Solo, who hates Arby's that much? Nope, I'm not reading that, Jason. That's a terrible one. She was on the most hated list. Hope Solo?
Why does that have to do with Arby's?
I have no idea. Lance's mock drafts have to be up there.
John's most hated should be Joey Votto and Lamar Odom.
Mm.
You're damn right. Screw those guys. You know what? They're 1 and 2. 1 and 2 on my list. Damn. I hate those two guys, especially Lamar. Joey Votto was an innocent bystander. I just dreamt that he hit.
But that's enough.
Yeah, that is enough. No, that's to hate enough. Him. Absolutely. To hate him. Absolutely. But Lamar Odom, that was real at half court, at mid court. Yeah. That was real.
Yeah, I had Rhett Miller dedicate a song to Nicole.
And
at a concert work out when she was pregnant with Madi.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, Madi, because she's loyal. She calls him Rat Miller.
Uh-huh.
She hates him. Why?
Yep.
Because mom likes him. Okay, good enough. That's how I know she's loyal. We're keeping Maddie at home with us homeschooled because she's going to be my personal snitch. Nothing's going to get by her.
Nothing. Ever. Your wife can never do anything.
She's already a snitch anyway.
Yeah.
Now she's a snitch that says bad words in Spanish accidentally. But I'm just going to keep her because she's loyal.
Right.
She is loyal.
What are the the Texans schedule came out after the schedule's out now. We know who they're playing, when and why. We haven't even gotten to camp yet. We haven't gotten to mini camps yet. We haven't gotten to all of that stuff. What are the storylines this year
for the Texans?
For the Texans, Will Anderson has got to play well.
The storylines are CJ Stroud if he can. I mean, that's the first easiest one. I think the storylines are. How's the defense better under DeMeco Ryans?
I think it's, you know, Will Anderson has got to play well.
You're going very specific, but I think just
Derek Stingley's got to be on the field.
I think Stingley's one. Quarterback play with a rookie quarterback is obviously going to be one.
Kenyon Green is a storyline this year. We're going to be watching.
But he's a guard.
It's something that we're going to be talking about because if he plays as badly as he did last year, you're doing John storylines. Well, no. Kenyon Green is a major. Listen, CJ Stroud is a rookie quarterback. A rookie quarterback, one of the worst things for him is that rush coming up the middle because he's going to be looking at that.
But the only thing that we'll say is if we don't talk about him much, he's doing well. The only time he's going to be talked about
then I will give him his props the same way.
Well, no, I know, but generally speaking, if an offensive lineman's playing well, people aren't watching O-line play that closely unless somebody else points it out. So primarily it's going to be, and especially when you have a violent runner, every run that Damian Pierce gets, you don't really think about the holes that are being created. You think about Damian Pierce going yards after contact because it's so fantastic to watch.
Right.
So I don't think, even if he does play better, there's not going to be a lot of talk about, you may bring it up.
I'm going to bring it up. But if he plays well, then he deserves it.
Most people are not going to talk about Kenyon Green if he plays well, only if he plays poorly. And that will be because it will be noticeable.
Right. Well, if he plays well, then he deserves the props. Another storyline is going to be Mechie versus Tank Dell. Who is going to have a bigger impact? Who's going to be on the field?
I think that's an overrated one. I think they'll both play. I don't think we'll think about it much. I think they're both going to play. The more I went and looked at percentage of snaps for slots the other day, and there's definitely going to be, when they go to 11 personnel, I think Tank Dell will play. I do think it'll be interesting who gets more snaps. Well, I don't even think it's fair to Mechie. How will Mechie come back, come back, and how will he look after missing football for a year?
Yeah.
And beating cancer.
I think a storyline is going to be Robert Woods. I don't have much hope for it, but will Robert Woods
You're going actually to make Robert contribute? Woods a storyline?
Absolutely. Will Robert Woods can listen, it's Nico Collins and Robert
now
Woods.
Now you are going the, Nico into Collins Texans.
And Robert Woods on the outside.
Coming up next on the Sports Leader, we're going to talk about Roy Lopez's impact. If you're going Robert Woods.
No, Robert Woods is allegedly a free agent signing.
He's not. No one is going to talk about Robert Woods unless we have to.
Well, no. If he has a big year, we will.
You have to do
You know
top
what you
three.
Need? You need somebody on the outside.
Yeah,
you've got
you've
nothing.
Done like seven storylines. What are your top three? You have to cut it down to three.
Well, I got to cut it down to three. Well, it's obviously it's Stroud and Anderson. Those are the top two.
Period. So how the rookies play? You're doing them separate.
Okay, how do the two rookies play, the two at the top? How do they play? D'Amico's effect defensively.
The D'Amico effect, is it any better with D'Amico Ryans? I think Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, how do they work together in this offense? It'll be kind of tied together. And my third one is Derek Stingley. Is Stingley an effective player? Because Sauce puts all kinds of heat on Stingley now. Whether you like it or not, Sauce puts a lot of heat on him.
Absolutely.
And whether we like it or not, Bryce Young versus C.J. Stroud is going to be something people keep watching because people are going to say, Stroud has the additional heat of being picked second and, did the Texans, should they have passed on him? But it is going to be stupid C.J. Stroud. The Texans, it would go back to if the Texans had just lost. So I think C.J. needs to get it. That's why I wouldn't be, I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world if C.J. got to sit for four or five games. But there are some weak opponents early in the season. Yeah, you're the weak opponent too. But there's NFC South is going on the first, eight games of the year?
Yeah.
So you want them getting a little taste of NFC South.
Absolutely.
It's going to be the easiest games of the year, if there is such a thing.
Well, they're going to
the When do they get Bryce
NFC
Young?
South is week 5, 6, 8, and 9.
Oh, so the bye is in between.
Bye 7. Yeah, okay. Bye 7. We got to break it here. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. There was a bit of a funny exchange with Charles Barkley that we will talk about on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about Amy over at Houston Injection. I'm talking about 975medspot.com. I'm talking about you losing weight. I'm talking about
the a listener yesterday heard me talking about it, and he wants to have his wife has been asking about it. It's the same compound as basically Ozempic, which is everybody is it got FDA approved. It's like weight loss is a big part of what it was. It was for diabetes. And then it was, I guess there's a compound that's changed. There's the word. I don't want to say the word because I'm not sure what the word is. Something tied at the end. But it's what helps you regulate your blood sugar and changes your cravings. And people around the country have had success losing weight with this. It became FDA approved for weight loss.
Yeah, huge. Actually,
and they've got it. And there's shortages around the nation right now, and Amy's got it.
Yeah. So yeah, there no. There's a lot of places that that can't get it.
You seen the stock price on that company?
Yeah, thank you.
Went up.
Good luck. Yeah. No. It's amazing. Lance is doing it. You can do it too. You want to lose some weight? This is the place to go. 975medspa.com. Laser hair removal, weight loss for men, Botox facials, all of that stuff. But listen, if you're looking to lose weight, and a lot of Americans are looking to lose weight, get to 975medspa.com. Try it. Try it. It's affordable, and it is something that's working. If you've been trying and trying and trying to lose weight and you can't, go see Amy at 975medspa.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Texas Custom Patios, company that I've spoken for since before I was even at this radio station. Because when I had them build an outdoor living space for me, it has TV, it had a sound system up in the gabled roof. They matched the roof with the roof that I had, which was not only did they build into my home, but yet they had to match the shingles, which were a different type of aluminum shingles that were already on the house. And so they had to find those shingles, which was very difficult, and they did that and matched the roof. But, recently I had them do a kitchen. I had them retrofit a kitchen into what they built before. But you can have the entire thing done right at once. Have the kitchen built along with the patio, and it can really be a game changer for you. It gives you a chance to enjoy your outdoor living here in the Houston area. It gives you a chance to enjoy time with friends or family members. I've already got a friend of mine who he's like, dude, we got to do the steaks and the drinks out on the patio again, and we're definitely gearing up for that as well. But this is a chance for you to live your best life and add value to your home with our friends over at Texas Custom Patio. Stephen Schell does an amazing job, all the way from the granite and the appliances and the stone. They give you the very best workmanship and the ability to design it the way that you're going to get maximum enjoyment is something that they're really great at as well. Go to the website, look at the before and afters, texascustompatios.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, David, we can't do this. How'd the Astros' last two rehab stints go?
Why do you have to bring up...
That was Brantley, and that was
Chaz. How'd they go? Yeah, they lasted a game between them. One game.
He's not saying that there's intentionally sabotaging their health. This is not a conspiracy theory, is it?
No,
Something is happening. Something foul is happening in Sugar Land. Is that what he's trying to say?
Something foul is happening. No, nothing foul is happening. No, they're not sabotaging the Astros so that they come back and play at Sugar Land all the time. No, they're not. But now Uncle Mike's going to have to go back to Sugar Land. Mm-hmm. So is Chaz going to have to go back to Sugar Land. Jose Altuve, he's going to do maybe three games.
Three games max.
That's it. And then
I don't want one of these 9-game sets. That was also suspicious.
He might need more.
Did you see Michael Brantley really didn't hit a whole lot in rehab either? Did you see that? He wasn't great in rehab.
Well, I don't know what he... I saw he was on base a bunch, and I saw him go the other way with a hit. I don't know. Some guys don't hit at AAA. Doesn't mean they won't hit in the big leagues. That's all right. He's got to get it. He's getting his swing back on. That's all. Let's look at his average and see whether or not he... How about let's look and see whether or not his shoulder isn't killing him. Okay, that's what we got to look at.
This year he was 6 of 24. Yeah, he was 6 of 24, hit 250.
Who's better, him or
it was all right.
Jose Abreu.
He had two doubles, no homers.
Who's better, him or Bregman?
11 walks, him.
Okay. 250?
11 walks, one strikeout.
250 in this lineup? Right now?
He had 250 in minor leagues.
That's what I'm saying.
He had a 790 OPS, 11 walks to one strikeout, which, you know, is good.
790 OPS?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
His slugging was 333.
790 OPS. Thank you.
His on-base was 459.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Charles Barkley, this was last night? a couple nights ago, Charles Barkley realized that one person didn't have Nikola Jokic in his top five MVP voting. Here is Charles laying into him.
It's something that's been bothering me. You know, Joel deserved MVP, and Joker and Giannis, they were 1, 2, 3, however you voted. But there's one person, I don't even know this fool's name, didn't even have Joker in the top five. Like, people like that shouldn't get a vote.
You got to hope that it was just an oversight or some kind of a tabulation thing. And that guy wouldn't consciously say, he's not in the top five. That would be my hope.
I understand. For the last 6 months, we talked about Joker, Giannis, and Embiid. If you have a television or you actually watch basketball, if you don't think he should have been in the top five, you don't deserve to vote. I mean, you'd be like some of these fools we'd be letting vote for president out here.
I'm hoping it was some type of a clerical error or some kind. There's got to be a good reason for it.
He's a damn idiot.
I hope there was a better reason than that.
Kate, do you know who it was?
It's Mark Jackson. That's why he was trending the other day.
Mark Jackson was trending the other day. Mark Jackson, ABC ESPN basketball analyst, a color commentator for the sport, didn't put Nikola Jokic in his top five. Here is Mark Jackson.
No. Okay, do you have Mark Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here is Mark Jackson.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I just looked at my phone and I missed text from Eddie Johnson, and Arsenio Hall texts me saying basically Justin's about to have a heart attack. I'm like, what is going on? And they tell me, Eddie tells me exactly what took place. Mistake. And one thing I live by, you make a mistake, you own it. I'm not a guy that does it for clicks or be trending. Absolute mistake made by me. You can tell, I probably, in thinking how did I make the mistake, you can tell I put one center, two forwards, and two guards. So I wasn't even thinking. I apologize to the Denver Nuggets. I apologize to Nikola Jokic, who is not only in the MVP discussion and deserved to be on my ballot, but he's one of the greatest players in the history of this game. And he's a top 10 center of all time. I own it. If you want to take away my vote or do whatever, more than welcome. I made a mistake. He deserves, in my opinion, to be clearly, I would have still voted for Joel Embiid, the MVP, but with Giannis and Joker second and third, they deserve that. Incredible year by him. He continues to make history. I own the mistake, and I apologize.
Oh, big respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do. Hey, when somebody goes out there and owns it like that, what he basically told you he did, this is a little puzzling. He basically, his MVP vote was his All-NBA vote. Because he said, as you can see, I did a center, two forwards, and two guards. What does that have to do with an MVP vote?
Right.
You clearly were trying to put together a first team.
All-NBA.
All-NBA team. So I'm not sure how he got the two confused, but that's what he told you he did. And that's believable from Mark Jackson, for him to come out there. Because you know what? He could have just said, hey, for everything Jokic. Well, actually, it's not believable. Like, to not have Jokic in your top three is outlandish. Outlandish. But Charles called him a damn idiot. Maybe he'll amend that after... Unless he just doesn't believe Mark Jackson.
You have to believe it, though. You're right. He voted for an All-NBA team.
He did. Yeah. He said, I had a center, two forwards, and two guards. Unless that's his excuse, because he's got to potentially call the – he's going to be calling Western Conference Finals with the Nuggets with Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy with Jokic there and having to go into Denver and deal with those fans. I remember John Barry. John Barry was so upset – this is like 2000 and, I don't know, like maybe 18, 17. I can't remember when it was. The John Barry, the Houston Rockets fans were so mad at him. Maybe it was like 15. They were so mad at him for, I guess he didn't predict the Rockets to win a series, or there was something Rocket fans were really pissed off at John Barry about. It was very... Like, John just didn't think they would win a series. It's no big deal. He obviously loved his time in Houston. And he got – fans in Houston were screaming at him that he is anti-Harden, and he was there was, I wish I could remember what he said that was pretty innocuous that pissed everyone off. Maybe he said the Rockets complained too much too, which they always did. And Houston fans were yelling at him at the game. And I remember he texted me after the game, like, what the is going on? He goes, Houston fans hate me. Everyone's yelling at me. I'm just trying to call the game, because he was calling the game. And people were screaming at him nonstop, so mad at him. It like really upset him. And Mark Jackson will get the same thing in Denver. Even if he apologized, he's still going to get it. Because how do you leave, especially after the – and here's why. People are a little sensitive because of the dumbass Kendrick Perkins stuff. What Perk said, you know, I personally thought the MVP last year was Embiid for me. But I could see where you make a joke. It's hard to make a case. It's hard to make a case against Jokic or Embiid in either season. You just make a case for another guy. And it's the same thing again this year. It's unbelievable how good Embiid and Jokic both were. But Jokic's team got a little cold at one point, and Embiid's team got hot. And that's what I think that's what blew him past. But what Kendrick Perkins said, obviously, was so outlandish. But it opened up this kind of stupid conversation that people started having. And now Charles Barkley is probably worried that Mark Jackson's vote was something having to do with that, which you would never want that happen, you know, thinking that white players get different MVP votes in a positive and an affirmative way. That's obviously, you know, ridiculous to even diminish the MVP of Dirk or Nash at the time, because if you studied Nash, I get it. But if you studied Nash and offense and what Nash was doing at that time, which was unheard of. It's like having a run-and-shoot quarterback like Warren Moon. People weren't seeing the shooting stats that Nash had and some of the assist stats at that particular time. But regardless, I think Mark Jackson's sensitive to the fact that people may look at it that way, and he doesn't want it viewed that way. And he probably did make an honest mistake. So I give him a lot of credit for going out there and pulling that back.
No, he did. You know, he admitted it. That was a good apology. I mean, you can see what he did and how It was dumb, but that's exactly what he did.
Even if he did it intentionally, it was a good apology.
Yeah, it was.
But I think he probably, like, how could Mark Jackson miss that badly? I mean, it would have to be intentional. You'd have to intentionally want to keep him off your ballot.
No, I think he made.
I think that nobody would find out.
Yeah, no,
that's the only way you would do that.
No, I think he made an honest mistake, because there's no explanation for why. What's his vendetta? Because what's his vendetta with?
Well, you don't have to have a vendetta. I'm just devil's advocate. What if you really want Embiid to win and you don't want any second or third place votes for? You want to lower the point total for Nikola Jokic and keep him out of the top three.
I mean, I think that's ridiculous. Okay.
No, I'm devil's advocate. If there was a reason you don't want him to get not just no first place vote, but keep him out of the second and third.
Yeah, right.
There's point totals.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a reason, but I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I think he, you know, misinterpreted MVP with first team All NBA. Time to talk, and it's no jab against. Well, actually, Charles Barkley did take some jabs at him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely,
he did. Charles Barkley did, and what you have to understand is with site jab, they don't care about what jabs you're taking at other businesses out there. It's not going to matter unless your website can back it up. If your website can't back it up, you can say whatever you want about the competition. But if your competition in the business world has a better website than you, chances are people who are on that website are going to believe that their work is better than yours. And if you have great work and you have great reviews, show it off on your website. Let SiteJab come in there and put together a website for you from ground floor up, on the back end, on the front end. They will have a website that shows who you are, what you do, why your company is so good, how to get a hold of your company, and they can even put e-commerce on your website so that you can get immediate, you know, signups. When people want to convert those eyes into business, they can actually sign up on your site with e-commerce if you have that kind of company. So they can do it all. SiteJab can take your business and elevate the leads and elevate your business with simply what the suite of products they offer. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
The
godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
People are calling you out. Jason in the H says, I expect the same Mark Jackson-style apology from John Granato when our Texans win 7 games this season.
I will apologize. I won't apologize to him. I'll say, a-holes, why couldn't you do that last year? That's what I'll say. Okay? That's what I'll say. I don't care what. If they win 7 games, then I'll say, that's typical Texans. Typical Texans. They just screwed me. Yep. They've been taking my money and giving me nothing for,
you can't risk
for
it.
20 plus years
you
now.
You cannot risk it. You need to put some money on it again. You cannot risk getting screwed. Do it again. Astros overs and Texans overs.
Okay, so why would I, so soon after making a mistake, make the same mistake again? You know what that's called? Insanity.
Is it? Because you know what I've heard? Got to get back on the horse. Mm. If the horse bucks you, you get back on. Did any of those, when you are taming a colt and you're breaking a horse, don't you have to get back on? Don't you have to stay on until you break him? That's what you have to do. You have to tame this Texans team. You got to get back on.
Mm.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. What about that one? You're saying, yeah, doing the same thing over and over that leads to failure is a definition of insanity. Okay, yeah. That's one phrase that's out there. Also this one. If you don't at first succeed, try again. How about this one? If you get
they
bucked
were
off,
trying,
you got to get back
again.
On.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You got that.
I told you to jump on there. Break out your wallet. Break your wallet out.
Get it on, John. Get you. Do
Texan
you wanna,
boy.
Are you going to
break
feel
out
sad?
Your wallet?
How are you? They going to make you feel if they end up winning 8 games? And you said, I knew the schedule was weak, and
if
I knew CJ Stroud
games,
was
be,
better than Davis.
No, I'll be thrilled. It's a win-win for me.
How?
Because the Texans win, I'll be
are
happy.
You going to bet against them?
I'll be happy. No. It's a win-win. I'm not betting anything. The Texans win, and if they don't win, I'll say, see, told you.
I'm going to predict. When they win the last 2 games of the year and they finish 8-9, you will have said they could have had much better draft. Oh, no, their draft doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's right. It doesn't
what
matter.
What I wanted to do is beat the Browns. That's what I want them to do.
Yeah, we need Browns to be bad again.
Yeah. Yeah. We need Deshaun to be bad Deshaun.
Their draft, he's not going to be. They're going to be in the 20s. Texans are going to be drafting in the 20s.
No, not in that division. The Browns aren't going to be that good.
Why not?
Because
you don't think Deshaun will be
Bengals,
better?
The Bengals, the Ravens.
Yeah, but I'm not giving the Steelers that. And what have the Ravens done? Even with Lamar Jackson, I know that.
Well, he makes the playoffs.
I know that the narrative around Lamar Jackson is that he's this incredible player. He's been not good passing the football. Now he's been good running the football, but he's been hurt the last 2 years in a row. If he gets hurt again or doesn't pass as well, now he's got some better targets, but it's not. You have a guy coming off an ACL tear. Bateman, who hasn't done anything, you
okay.
got a rookie.
How many games has Lamar Jackson started?
Oh, in what?
In the NFL? Time? What do you mean? How many games has he started?
6. So we got 10, 32-ish, 42.
The answer is 61.
Okay.
What's his record as a starter?
Oh no, this is everyone's record. All he does is win.
Well, don't.
The
there's
record.
Something to it.
How's he playing?
How did they play when he wasn't there?
How does?
I mean, they didn't play well when he wasn't there.
No,
there's
no.
a reason that they're better when he's there.
No,
what's
he
his
a,
record as
he's
a starter?
He's a better quarterback.
What's his record as a starter?
I don't care what his record is.
Why not? That's what
because
we're talking about, winning and losing.
How come quarterbacks, when they lose, it's not counted about against the quarterback?
It is.
If you want to, okay. So Justin Fields is terrible.
No, we counted against Kirk. All the time.
No,
Kirk
he wins. Cousins. Kirk
but
Cousins
no,
has
he,
a
no,
winning
he,
record.
No, not against good teams. We know what his record is against good teams.
Oh, so now, and what's Lamar's record in playoff games against good teams?
Well, no.
It's
but
terrible.
In the regular season, he wins.
No, well, what happens in the playoffs? All I hear about Jeff Bagwell and Biggio are looked a certain way because they couldn't
they're
win
Hall
the playoffs.
Of Famers, yeah.
I know, but how do you feel about them?
No, I feel like they're Hall of Famers.
They're good.
They were great.
They're good.
They're
not.
Great
they're not compared to this group.
They're... Well, no. They're great players. They didn't perform in the postseason, no. But Lamar Jackson's a great player. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He's 45-16 as a starter. You know what he does? He wins. I don't care if he can throw the ball or not throw the ball. He wins. And you know what? They're going to win.
How did they – do you know what he did last year? They lost because he played poorly in the fourth quarter of games and turned the ball over.
And he
– No, well, they did. I mean, you remember the Miami game that was so crazy that they somehow managed to lose? That was insane how they lost that
game.
And
they got that huge lead because of Lamar Jackson.
And then they lost it because of Lamar Jackson, his turnovers.
No, they lost it because of the defense. Holy crap.
The turnovers were terrible. His interceptions were terrible, remember? Interceptions in the red zone points. What I'm telling you is, I don't know. I'm just telling you, I'm not buying all in on the Ravens. The Ravens have not been this, and I'm not buying all in on the Steelers. I can absolutely, now Bengals, obviously. The
last
Bengals.
Year he started 12 games, he was 8-4. I mean, I understand he lost the Miami game, he was 8-4. It's a playoff team. I mean,
honestly, he do in the playoffs? Why, like he doesn't win in the biggest games.
He actually doesn't. No, there's no argument about that. But he wins in the regular season. He's had a 13-2 season, an 11-4 season. He was 8-4 last year before he got hurt. He's a winner.
And what was the other one?
He's a winner.
You're missing one.
7-5 and 6-1.
Okay, you missed 7-5. So the last two have been what?
7-5 and 8-4.
That ain't great.
No.
That's 15-9. That ain't a great win record.
It is in the NFL. You're making playoffs.
No, it's not. 15-9's not great.
It's playoffs.
What's the win percentage of that? If you told me Summit all they do is win and they were 15-9, obviously I'm only using the last 2 years, which is almost like data dredging. But so is using, like, you know, what I'm saying is recently I don't think much of the Ravens.
It's 62%, almost 63%. That's a playoff team. I mean, that's good.
That's fine. That was not they've gone under their win totals.
I don't know. You're just trying to prove that your point. You're not a big Lamar fan. Okay, because he can't throw the ball.
I'm telling you.
He's a winner.
No, I think that is a bad narrative. I think that's a bad narrative. I don't think he's thrown the ball well at all the last 2 years. And you can just say, well, he doesn't have press. But I've watched him miss throws, miss easy throws. Anybody who's watched the games have. He was incredible on 19. Incredible on 19. But since 19, he's not been the same quarterback. He hasn't been. All the data will show you that. Watching the games will show you that. Since 19, he's not been the same quarterback.
Yeah.
He's been injured more. 15-9 is not a great record. It's all right. It's not a great record. You could take Kirk Cousins' record, and Kirk Cousins' record is going to be better than you think, and who cares? Because we know he can't win big games. He doesn't win big games in the regular season. I'm just saying I'm not ready to say Deshaun. My whole point is about – that I don't buy into the Ravens. That's my whole point. And just because Lamar Jackson's there, yeah, they're a better team with Lamar Jackson, but I don't think the Ravens team is all that good. And I'm not, and by the way, I don't buy into Lamar Jackson that all he does is win argument. I think you need to play well. That's why I don't put 7-5 and 8-4 all on him either, because I don't buy into just quarterback. I buy into how good are you playing. You can't do anything about your defense. Lamar Jackson can't do anything about their defense. And their secondary sucked last year. They were not good consistently. Look at that. You're right. Look at the Miami game. How many long touchdowns they gave up.
Well, it was the Miami game. The Buffalo game he had the turnovers, not the Miami game.
No, because he had the big lead and they couldn't.
It was the Buffalo.
Well, then what did he do in the second half when they had the huge lead? He couldn't get any points.
They kept scoring. It was back and forth.
Miami was behind, though. Like, what happened late in that game? Because I remember it was a miracle win for me.
So anyway, I don't know. I'm buying into the Ravens. They're
going to
be good
on,
again. They're going to be in the playoffs again this year.
They're
the second best team in the division.
You're out on Deshaun Watson, who you thought was a top five quarterback in the league just 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he sucks.
Why?
And he sucks now.
But he sucked because he missed a bunch of time.
Yeah, well,
why can't
he
be
good
this year?
We'll see if he's any better. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to be.
Because he's young.
He missed almost 2 years of football.
So Lamar has not passed well the last 2 years.
No, he hasn't.
He's missed a bunch of games, but he's going to be fine. But Deshaun, who was out for an extended period of time, can't get back and be fine?
I think the Ravens are going to be better than the Browns. You can think the Browns are going to be better. I don't.
You're going to find out something really sad about Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Real Deshaun's going to come back.
I believe.
And we're getting like the 23rd pick.
I believe that the Ravens are going to be better.
You personally believe.
We'll see. I do personally believe that. We will see. 713-780-3776.
I hope the Browns are terrible, but I don't think they're going
to
be.
I believe the Champion Energy is the way for you to go if you need electricity. And you need electricity. Everybody needs electricity. If you're somebody that is disgusted with your electricity bill, I just got my electricity bill. I put in my car charger in my garage, right? And I thought my electricity bill was going to go way up. It didn't. It just didn't, people. Here's why. It's because Champion. That's why. I'm telling you. And every time my contract is up, my champion says, "Hey, I got a better rate for you over here. I got a better rate for you." And Champion Energy is the way for you to go. If you're looking for the best way to get your electricity and get it at a better price, I love Champion Energy. I always have for 17 years now. You will too. Champion.energy/1560.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Got him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, here's a good story. Apparently a man was in a he was in an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he had a speaker on. And I don't know that he knew it. And it was amplified. He was enjoying his own pleasurable self at this time. And apparently police were called because the audio of his actions were amplified.
If you're in public, that's public lewdness.
The sounds of it?
Yeah. If you're doing it in the car?
Well, no. If you're doing it, but you can't, nobody can see you. All they can do is hear you.
Where was he?
He didn't know, apparently, that a speaker was on and
in
it was
house?
Amplified in an apartment complex.
Oh, in the complex.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's disturbing. Yeah. If you're playing your music too loud, you call the cops, right?
After
you don't get arrested.
He was arrested. After being read his rights, he reportedly admitted to pleasuring himself and added that when he's intoxicated, he does stupid things.
Where was this? Oh, did he do it on purpose?
Clearwater, Florida. Yeah, there you go.
Another L for you,
yep.
RJ.
There you go.
Another Florida L. Clearwater's right next to Jacksonville, as far as I know.
A London flat ad asks for Christians and Catholics as it's best when different religions don't live together. Do you feel like you should only live with people of your same religion?
I feel like that's where the society's going. There's more segregation now, self-segregation I've ever seen. I believe in living with other. It's okay to mix and mingle with people who aren't exactly like you, but apparently I'm in the minority.
Yeah, I don't know that you should advertise it per se. But
No, that needs to be advertised.
Advertised, yeah, please.
Watch the movie...
Why didn't they ask for all Muslims to come and live in their flat?
What's the black and white movie from Ireland?
Oh, yeah. With the kid, the little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It was good. It was a good movie. There was police were called to the scene as a suspicious Chef Boyer RD can on wheels was driving around in the city of Chicago. It's just a little miniature wheels and a Chef Boyardee can on top of it. And police had to come and defuse the situation. Apparently, it was just a kid's toy. And we are really up and on. We are really at high alert right now.
Yeah.
Okay. YouTuber Trevor Cobb is going to do jail time. Apparently, he crashed a plane. And he did it for views on YouTube.
Yeah, What a great clout chase that is. Amazing. Kind of like the guy that ate the hamburger in front of the homeless man and then claimed, no, that was a skit. He was in on it, but there's no video of that. You guys just edited the video to make me look bad.
Apparently, he got over 2.9 million views.
Nice. Way to go. Success.
In a plea agreement, he said he filmed the video as part of a product sponsorship deal. He could face up to 20 years in prison.
I hope he gets at least 10.
Wow, that's ugly.
Nice job.
Why do you want...
I hope he gets 10. He crashed a freaking plane.
He crashed a plane into...
For likes.
Yeah, for
views. he crashed a plane for views and likes.
Yeah.
These people have to start being put in prison.
A Florida police officer, he's in a little bit of trouble. He apparently is accused of stealing a dead man's credit card, using it for personal expenses like Wendy's. Do you feel like he should go to Wendy's if he's got a dead man's credit card?
It would fly under the radar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
fly under the radar.
Absolutely.
And you're in the drive-thru if they say this isn't being taken. Okay, thanks. Give it back.
As opposed to going to Gucci and buy.
Yes. You're for sure going to get caught there.
And he got caught at Wendy's, too. Okay, because the guy was dead. So, wait a minute. What are these charges coming in?
Wait a minute. They're just say, but the Wendy's people just say this has been declined. How'd you get caught there?
Somebody
else must have had his name, or I wonder how he got caught.
Well, it sometimes happens. Like, if my wife doesn't shop at Target, when she lost her card or lost her number, someone using her card at Target, it's suspicious. Suspicious.
No, don't say that out loud for Art to hear.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody thought that was a suspicious purchase because it was at Target.
And it was.
And it was low.
And it was. I was like, oh, that's not my wife. No.
I can't believe a Target purchase triggered because, hey, this something's off
wait
here.
Wait a minute. TJ Maxx. She
hold
never
on a second.
She never goes there.
She even shops for groceries at Whole Foods.
We're done. Have a great weekend. Oh, the XFL championship game this weekend.
Yeah, okay, who you got? The Renegades or the Monsters?
Defenders?
Is it Defenders?
Is it Defenders?
Yeah.
I got Defenders in this
one. Who you got?
Screw the Renegades. I got the Defenders in this one. All right. Time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. Time to talk about John Clay Wolf. You're going to hear him tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 because John Clay Wolf is he's awesome. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car. And he says not only CarMax will he send you $100 if you don't if they can't beat their deal. He says the dealership too. Okay, give me a legitimate offer from a dealership that I can't beat, and I'll send you $100. So it's absolutely worth it for you to go to GiveMeTheVin.com every single time. Because you might make an extra $100. You just might make an extra $100. You just don't know. John Clay Wolf is going to buy your car. He's going to give you more money. He says up to $3,000. He said the car market is still unbelievable. So if you have a vehicle that you want to sell, all you got to do, my friends, is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Unlimited.
Bacon for everybody.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.